Remember, I said 30 in 30 days. I didn't say one a day. I assumed that I'd be playing catch up at times because sometimes I just sleep for 3 days, and sometimes I just stare at a wall for 3 days, and sometimes I just rant about algorithmic literacy or how we have to code our way out of this hellscape, et cetera, et cetera. And I forget the time has even passed. So, we're going to end tonight on a big one. The appeal to nature fallacy is an argument that wears a halo. In fact, talk about halo. You're probably too young for this, but a million years ago, there was a print ad of supposedly an American Indian chief, a native chief, with a tear rolling down his face. David, do you remember this ad? Tell me what you remember of this.
It was an obvious American Indian who was looking at the garbage all
He's
day.
looking at the litter on the road. Now, let's examine a couple of things. First of all, that was an actor, and he was Italian, by the way. So let's just leave that there. But this was a graphic version of the appeal to nature fallacy. It starts with the claim that something is natural or in harmony with some grand cosmic order, and therefore it must be good, inevitable, morally right. The inverse is just as common. If something is unnatural, it must be bad, corrupt, or doomed. My father is a chemist, so I can't tell you how many times I've rolled my eyes at somebody saying, "Oh, it's not natural, it's chemical. Go fuck yourself." Okay, this works because humans like the feeling that they're aligning themselves with something bigger than themselves, the planet, the universe, history, the way things are. But the second you hear natural, inevitable, or part of the plan, you should start looking. Well, you should check for your wallet and then look for someone's where someone is sneaking their own preference and agenda into your frame. Appeal to nature equals arguing that something is good, right, or inevitable because it's natural, or bad because it's unnatural. But nature isn't a moral authority, and natural isn't a stable category. I mean, just for argument's sake, nature contains plague, famine, volcanic ash clouds, asteroid strikes. Ooh, greater good, right? Sure, maybe. War is natural, therefore we shouldn't try to stop it. Markets naturally self-correct, therefore regulation is unnecessary. Do not get me started. Friedman missed so much. Either that, or he deliberately omitted it. In any case, his offspring didn't try to fix it. You don't have to make a hard case for your policy if you can claim that it's just the way things work. People feel better accepting painful outcomes if they believe that they're natural rather than caused by bad leadership or corruption. Corruption is rampant, by the way. And it should make sense that corruption is rampant because it's buying stuff for yourself by giving up favors. Wow, what a great deal. Yes, corruption is status quo, it's modus, it is business as usual. So, this is an inevitability narrative, and it does tie into the scarcity myth, and we'll get to that later, because apparently me rambling and ranting on microphone is now a thing. So, accelerationalist philosophy, and I'm just a grown-up little baby accelerationalist. With the purity of mind that can't be cosplayed, leans heavily on a kind of appeal to nature dressed up in futurist clothing. It says collapse is inevitable, technological disruption is natural evolution. We should speed it up, help the system eat itself. Well, I mean, we're better than that, but. But this skips over the moral and practical responsibility for how collapse happens, who it harms. move fast and break things does hurt people, and whether the underlying assumptions about natural historical flow are even true. Accelerationism is actually sort of a double appeal to nature, treating systemic collapse as a natural process, and then treating technological supremacy as a natural endpoint. Trust me, this is all going to be relevant over the next year. This fallacy isn't always about natural in the literal sense. Trees, oceans, lions roaring. It can mean any force imagined that is bigger than an individual's will. History, this is how it's always been. The market forces. The algorithm rewards this content. God made it this way. Can't hear my bias, can you? The structure is the same. Insert a grand force into the premise to make it sound like you're just the messenger, when in reality, you're choosing which force you serve and how to interpret it. Social Darwinism claimed social hierarchies were the natural result of evolution and therefore morally justified. This was pseudoscience and a weapon against labor inequality movements. Industrial pollution defended as the natural cause of progress. Colonialism sold as the natural spread of civilization. If AI replaces your job, that's just progress. We can't do anything about housing prices. The market sets them. Climate change is part of Earth's natural cycle. You can't stop it. It's human nature. That's how the world works. You can't go against history. Appeal to nature takes something that's often engineered, markets, wars, tech policy, cultural shifts, and makes it seem inevitable. This hides human agency, erases accountability, and discourages intervention. In accelerationist politics, it makes speeding towards instability seem bold and principled, when it's often reckless and self-serving and indulgent. We like to indulge ourselves.